Norman Bridwell, the man who created Clifford the Big Red Dog, has died. Clifford romps through about 150 children's books, a series on PBS Kids, and a movie coming out next year. NPR's Netta Ulaby has this remembrance of the best-selling author.
Norman Bridwell was one of those kids who fantasized about having a dog so big he could ride it around like a horse. But Clifford is the size of a house. He got so big because his owner, Emily Elizabeth, loves him so much, even when he gets into trouble, which he always does.
Is something wrong, Mr. Bleakman?
That big red furball of yours is near my fence.
Clifford's origin story begins in 1962, as Bridwell told NPR 2 years ago.
I was a struggling, not very successful artist in New York.
Who'd always wanted to illustrate children's books. He took a bunch of paintings around to publishers who all rejected him.
Except that one publisher, a young woman, said, well, you're not very good. She said, if you want to illustrate a book, you'll probably have to write one of your own. She pointed to a sample painting I'd done of a little girl with a gigantic red dog, and she said, maybe that's a story.
Bridwell wrote the first one the following weekend, and the Clifford stories would go on to be translated into 13 languages and sell almost 130 million copies. The little girl, Emily Elizabeth, is named after Bridwell's daughter.
And next time, I'll be sure to put those treats away somewhere you can't reach them.
Hey, everybody makes mistakes sometimes.
Even the best dog in the whole wide world, my Clifford.
Norman Bridwell, who created Clifford the Big Red Dog, died Friday in Martha's Vineyard. He was 86 years old. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.